Well, happy International Women's Day. It's also National Endometriosis Awareness Month. And to talk us through this disease, we have Anna Thomas, the Education Coordinator from Endometriosis Australia. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you both?
Good. Happy International Women's Day to you.
Thank you. You too.
Now, we do need to discuss this very tough disease that so many women nationally are living with, including yourself.
Endometriosis, look, it affects nearly 1 million Australians, which is a huge number when you just think that's pretty much one person in nearly every workplace that's affected by it. It's a common disease where the tissue, similar to the lining of the uterus, grows outside it and other parts of the body. And there can be quite a delay in diagnosis as well, up to 6.5 years. Which has come down from 7 to 12 years, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
But we still have a long way to go. We have a massive way to go.
Yeah, it's quite shocking at how long it used to take women to get these diagnoses. Would you say that's also because of the history of women's health and the fact that this disease is very insidious? And even some of my girlfriends, I'm not sure about for yourself, Anna, who were diagnosed with it as well, unfortunately, for many years had gone to doctors and gone to try and seek extra help, and they'd be told, oh, it's just a heavy period. It's just normal that women have pain. This is all just normal. So it was very, dismissed.
Yeah, definitely. I think, again, this is to do with education in a lot of ways. GPs, your local GP, back 10 years ago, if I think about just myself personally, they weren't really aware of it. And it was just, unfortunately I was told the same thing, look, buddy, sorry, you're an unlucky one.
Yes.
You've got severe bleeding, you've got pain, crippling pain. I understand you can't go and do your sports and do other things, but that's all part of life. That's all part of being a woman. And I just went, okay, sure. I'm only young. I'm only 13. I need to listen to my GP. She's obviously the specialist here.
Yeah.
I'm not. So I just went, okay. And I didn't really ask any questions, especially being that age. Yeah.
Oh, goodness. So I'm reading here in front of me that it can obviously cause severe pain, which we've been discussing, and make it harder to get pregnant. Terrible things to have to deal with. But I'm also seeing there's no cure. And so what can we do? Is there money being raised to keep going towards research?
Yeah, look, unfortunately, there isn't at the moment. It would be lovely if there could be, as well for things like cancer and I know, again, research is moving forward as fast as possible, and we are very keen at Endometriosis Australia to support universities and, giving grants to make sure that this research is moving forward as fast as possible, for sure.
Can we clarify, at the moment, my understanding is, for my girlfriends who have endometriosis, is that the only thing to try to lessen the pain and the problems that are caused by this for you to live with is surgery and regular surgeries?
Look, that's definitely sort of not the full answer. Unfortunately, yes. You do need to have, most people living with the disease do need to have some kind of surgical treatment. So just for myself personally, I've had a couple of laparoscopies, and I'm about to have a hysterectomy as well. So this is, three surgeries in, major surgeries. There have been minor ones in my lifetime, and I'm only 35. So there are women that do these constantly as well. So it's definitely not just the only answer. There are, obviously medications. And look, people can be sitting on the fence with you. Some obviously like to try and take the natural route, which you definitely can. And things like your diet, things like exercise, very slow motion exercise can help. Especially just for me, it was really interesting looking into what foods can play a big part in pain, and also reducing pain, And it was things like cauliflower. I had no idea that. Because I ate a lot of cauliflower, I thought, I can't believe that this one vegetable can actually help reduce, if I get rid of it from my diet, it can actually help reduce my pain. But look, again, bottom line is we're all very different, so that might really help me, but it might not help, someone else.
So where can we go to get more information this International Women's Day about endometriosis?
Yes, so definitely our website is key. So it's endometriosisaustralia.org. And we have it very clearly laid out for you, whether it's research you're interested in, whether it's about symptoms, where to find support. It's all listed there. So that's definitely your number one spot to go. We also are on social media as well, so Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn. Please check us out.
Anna Thomas, Education Coordinator of Endometriosis Australia, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Pleasure. Thank you.